Hey, who's this Todd Hartley character and why does he care so much about video marketing? Well, you'll find out right here in episode one.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
What up, yo? This episode of Video Marketing Mastery is going to be a little different than the other episodes. Look, I want to give you an idea of who I am and the expertise that I have in video marketing and really where my story starts. How did I get to this point? And this is really the story that I don't tell people often. You know, we've all got stories that we don't share very often. And this one's mine, and it's a little gnarly, and it's got, some scary details of how I got to this point. And it'll also show you about my background and why digital and how things have always gone crazy viral for me. So it was a little awkward for me doing this podcast. I got to be real honest with you right off the bat, man. It felt a little awkward, and not because I was the slightest bit concerned about talking into a microphone. You know, my career started in radio. I was a Phoenix area talk show host. And Monday through Friday, I was an on-air sidekick, a co-host, a producer of the number one show in Arizona. And then on Saturdays, I had my own show. So I was basically on the air 6 days a week, sharing what was going on in life. But more important than that, I was an investigative reporter. Sure, we talked about current events and what was happening in the news, but deep down inside, we were an investigative news team. And while we were on the radio, we uncovered five of the largest scandals in state histories. I mean, big, big, hairy news stories in Arizona. People lost jobs. People were threatened. I know I sure was. As a reporter, Clear Channel sent me to broadcast live from presidential debates, the Bush-Gore election recount in Florida. I was down there in Tallahassee. And if you and I ever have time to share a beer, God asked me to tell you about what happened at that presidential recount. Absolutely blow your mind. Because what happens on the news is completely different from what really happens on the ground. What I've read in the newspaper about Tallahassee, about the recount, is completely different than what I witnessed. So let's see, I covered inaugurations. I was a reporter at Ground Zero for the first anniversary of the World Trade Center. And I got out of radio because stuff got gnarly. I mean, it just got a little hairy on me. And I wanted to make sure that I could use my skills and my expertise. I wanted to be great. And I knew that if I was great in radio, I probably wouldn't live very long. Just to give you an example of the type of nerve that we struck in Arizona and the type of people we pissed off. To give you an example, let's see. While the Arizona Speaker of the House of Representatives, really the most powerful person in the state of Arizona, was on the radio with us live, we caught him lying on the radio. You see, for about a month or two, we were working behind the scenes on developing and uncovering a really big scandal that ended up costing the taxpayers of Arizona $1 billion with a B. And while the Speaker of the House was lying on the air, we kind of weaved him through a line of questioning, and he lied. And so then we had to say, okay, Mr. Speaker, this is where the interview is going to get a little bit ugly. And when we exposed his role in the scandal and his cover-up and the manipulation, 36 days later, the Speaker of the House was out of a job. Twice my boss on the radio pulled me into her office and threatened my job because a United States senator from Arizona, you know who I'm talking about, that was going to run for president, didn't like that his staff was leaking documents on us, just giving us documents because the people needed to know what was really going on in this senator's office. We had unmarked vehicles follow us around for 90 days. We had detectives go to our accountant's office and pull our financial records. The sheriff's right-hand man even left me a voicemail. My office voicemail, threatening me. It said something like, "We know how to handle punks like you. You better look in your rearview mirror. We're not scared of you guys." We're not going to be intimidated. And we were scared. I mean, I was flat out really scared. We didn't have any protection. We didn't have security following us around. I went home to my apartment with one little deadbolt. So we protected ourselves probably just like the way you would have. We played that voicemail on the radio for 3 hours straight. And right around that time, I started a news site. And this is how I got into digital. Because I started a news site and it quickly went viral. Because I found out how to create content. I was dealing with breaking news, so content creation happened on the fly and it had to be high quality. It needed to make sense. It needed to be honest, truthful. I created videos and audio and really long form articles. And quickly I was generating 36 million unique visitors a year to that website on zero marketing or advertising dollars. That would never happen today. And all of my traffic came from organic Google search because I became a search geek. The tool I used was text. I used videos and I used a mind-boggling amount of micro tests, analyzed what was happening with search. I'm telling you, this all started in 1999. Google was just a baby. YouTube wasn't even born yet. And by 2004, the word got out and I was doing something phenomenal on the internet. Shortly after, I got hired to move to Hollywood. I was leading digital marketing for 7 national talk shows, for really 7 of the largest nationally syndicated talk shows. I was at the Premier Radio Network. And if you know anything about radio, you'll know that Premier Radio Network is owned by Clear Channel, and I was working on the largest shows on radio. When I arrived at the job, and for the next 4 years, my client projects were the biggest names. They were Ryan Seacrest, Rush Limbaugh, Jesse Jackson. I mean, just Jesse and Rush, two crazy cast of characters, right? Two totally opposite characters in the American dialogue. And online, we were getting their content ready and we were optimizing and doing everything we needed to do to make those two shows successful. I also had Donald Trump. We were doing a Donald Trump, kind of like a Paul Harvey news and commentary, where every day for, you know, 3 times a day for 2 minutes, Trump would talk about business and opportunity. This is right at the peak of The Apprentice. And every day I thought I was going to be the next person in the boardroom hearing, Todd, you're fired. But it was a really interesting time. I also worked on, at the same time, the Jim Rome Show, nationally syndicated sports show, and Glenn Beck, and Coast to Coast AM. Are you alone in the universe? Is there life after death? So I learned how to do all of these digital tactics. And you could do that then because that was the beginning of the internet, where you had to learn SEO and content creation, video creation and podcasting. You had to know how to write really great articles that brought people into a call to action that converted them. And so my foundation in digital is still highly relevant today and will be for the foreseeable future. But the cool thing that I learned while working on all those very, very large shows, I learned that if I looked inside of the analytics package to see what the audience was responding to, I would discover all of the answers to creating better content, better addressing my audience's needs, and bringing them back at higher rates. Because as I would look at these huge databases, and when I say huge, think about it. Each one of these shows were in 300 or 600 markets at a single time. So I would look in at the content and I would see one thing continue to be true. And when I would report it back to the VP of the network every month, my report every month sounded the same. I said, you wouldn't believe it. Of all the things we're doing, video is putting out the most impressive results, maybe 2 times, 4 times the other content. Video is a beast. Right around this time, we're talking, 2005, YouTube was born. And I left a little note in my head, don't ever forget about the power of video. You see, most people in digital marketing are scared of video because they grew up dealing with text. And when they want to do something really out of the box, they do a podcast. But in 2007, I started creating the first video medical encyclopedia on the internet, 8,000 HD videos. where I went around the country and I interviewed the nation's top doctors and got them to answer the most important questions that patients were asking for. What is the treatment there? How's it diagnosed? What are the symptoms? The common procedures or cures? What are the alternatives? Each one of those were their own video, because helpful is the new viral. This is where people find your content, is through search and discovery. Now think about all those different tactics that are out there. Back in the day, you're creating website content, email, SEO, traffic generation, social engagement, time on page, sharing, you're trying to sell, you're trying to convert, you're trying to boost memory recall. Those are all the only things that you can do on the internet. Think about that for a moment. Those are all the different tactics: email, search, optimization, traffic generation, social engagement. You want to increase time on page or sharing, selling, conversion, memory recall. You want to be the best at that? Learn video, because video gets the best results of all of those different tactics. But video is also really complex. Video is a whole beast onto its own. And for people that grew up in a text-based world, that grew up writing blog articles or advising clients, video scares the shit out of them. They don't even know where to get started. And so when I thought about doing this podcast, I felt a little awkward, because my foundation includes all of those. And I just want to be the best at what I do. I mean, I'm sure like you, every day I get up and I want to be the very best in my industry. I'm not competitive with other people. I'm competitive with myself. I want to make sure that if I make a recommendation to a client or I advise my own company, that I'm giving the best advice possible. And 9 times out of 10, if you want to get the best results, 2 times, 4 times, 10 times over what you can do with content like text or images, you got to be using video. So in 2010, I opened up a digital marketing agency that specializes in video to amplify sales and marketing goals. That's what you're going to hear on Video Marketing Mastery. You're going to hear how to use video to move the needle in your business for your sales or marketing goals. Okay? I'm going to show you how we do it. And as you listen to this podcast over time, you're going to become a video marketing master, right? So my company is a digital marketing agency, and we lead marketing and sales initiatives for businesses. And once we figure out what our client's strategy is, because we've got a strategy team in-house here, we amplify their results by using video in highly targeted ways. Because video is like steroids for whatever business result you're trying to accomplish. And I'm telling you right now, I know for a fact that people don't have a clue what I do. I mean, I get it, but I understand content marketing. I understand SEO and social engagement. And I believe that if you provide those services and you inject video, you'll just consistently get better results. All right? And so I know it confuses people, because we're way ahead of the curve. And if I told you that we were a video production company, because I don't think we are, I think we're a digital marketing agency that specializes in video. If I told you we were a video production company, you'd say, oh, Todd's company films business videos. And I think, oh yeah, Todd could probably do your wedding or your bar mitzvah, right? Because we have a historical bias of television video production people who moonlight on odd jobs. But that's not me. I don't do that at all. I'm not even interested in movies. I probably go to like one movie a year. I'm not interested in winning an Academy Award. It doesn't do anything for me. I'm interested in being the very best in digital marketing. And it saddens me. It just saddens me to see so many content marketing people walking around talking about the importance of content marketing and never mentioning video. It's like being a tour guide on a wild safari in Africa, never mentioning to your guests anything about the lion, right? Video is the king of online marketing. It's the beast. And I just can't imagine selling anything but the very best. I got to put my name to it. And if I'm going to stand in front of a client and provide them results, I'm not going to do it with one hand tied behind my back. I'm going to give them the very best tactic because I'm kind of tactic agnostic. I can look at this and say, all right, well, yeah, maybe you do need blog articles. And there's a place for blog articles. In fact, blog articles are fabulous, even better when you add a video to them. So I felt awkward about doing this podcast because I want to be very candid. I want to give you the best information in digital marketing. I want you to become a digital marketing master. And really, the only way to do that is to understand the foundations of digital marketing and then amplify the tactics with video. And agencies, you know, marketing agencies, they don't like to talk about video either because they're scared of it. It's complex. It takes a ton of experience. And when you know how to leverage it, it's super powerful. And with great powers comes great responsibility. And most of them are like, oh my God, I'd rather outsource that to somebody else. So in 2012, when my stepmom was diagnosed with breast cancer, I knew what to do. I had to get involved. I had to help women like her. So I launched Breast Cancer Answers, which is a breast cancer awareness initiative, breastcanceranswers.com. And what we did is we created a library of videos featuring the nation's top breast cancer experts, answering questions that patients were typing into Google. Supply and demand, baby. That's what people were doing. They're going on Google and they're looking for answers. And if you want to have an impact, if you want to move the needle in your industry, start creating helpful videos that your target prospect is looking for, and you'll get a ton of free traffic. In year one, we generated over 6.3 million video views. To date, we've generated the largest library of breast cancer information videos. We have over 1,800 videos. And just a month or so ago, we had over 260,000 minutes of our videos watched. A campaign was so successful, Breast Cancer Answers, that it birthed two spinoffs, Colon Cancer Answers and Prostate Cancer Live. And somewhere along the road, somewhere around 7 million video views from our audience on the breast cancer campaign, my wife became the next breast cancer patient in the family. And because of the videos that we had, the resources available, my wife's path through breast cancer was significantly easier than my stepmom's because she knew where to go. I knew where to go. And that information was totally available to people all over the world. And so when I come to this podcast, what I'm going to be doing is sharing information from some of the brightest people in the industry. I don't think I have to be the smartest person in my industry. I really don't. I don't think you have to be the smartest person in your industry. In fact, I think that's too much pressure for people. You don't have to be the smartest person in your industry because you don't really have any control over that. The smartest is a birth blessing. It happens to one of us. And I can tell you right now, it isn't me. I have no control over who the smartest is. But I have control over who is the most resourceful. That's a daily commitment. Getting up, reading, learning, ingesting. And that's what I'm going to provide here. I'm going to be and have always been the most resourceful person in my industry. I get to the gym in the morning. I read for an hour. I learn that information. I bring it back. I share it with my team and my clients. And together we grow. Because it's my goal to at least be 2 years ahead of the industry. Because when you're way ahead of the industry, you can recognize trends that develop long before other people see it. Massive field context is the goal. And a very strong area of specialty, which is video. So when we do these episodes, I'm going to be giving you the same level of investigative reporter savvy that I developed on the radio. And I'm going to cover video marketing and how to be a master in using video to amplify your sales or your marketing goals, like I would cover a dirty politician or a presidential debate or inauguration. I'm going to bring this topic, video marketing, to this podcast and unravel it for you and show you how you can leverage it to amplify your business goals. So now you know a little bit about me, where I came from, and the crazy experiences that I bring as we do these podcasts together. Going forward, all the future episodes are going to be about video marketing and how you leverage this most powerful tool on the internet to amplify your business's sales or marketing goals. Cool? And we're going to do that right here at Video Marketing Mastery. If you like this podcast, please subscribe on iTunes and don't forget to write a killer review. If you want to suggest an expert guest, pitch your own tip, Or let's say you have a video marketing question that you'd like featured in an upcoming episode, just visit wirebuzz.com/pitch. And if you've got a video marketing gripe, I mean, if you're really upset about video marketing, you can always go and share that gripe at wirebuzz.com/bitch. Nah, just kidding. We've only got one page. It's wirebuzz.com/pitch. And that's where you can give us some tip that you want to share or an expert you want to tip me off on. You can go to wirebuzz.com/pitch.